David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 236, The Special Glasses. I'm currently at my family home in Hartlepool for a few days. I spent most of today trying to keep three children entertained, who are constantly asking me to look at what they're doing and pointing at things, wanting me to tell them what they are. Because I only see them a few times a year and because they are so young, they seem to forget that I can't see properly, meaning that I have to try and explain to them once again that my eyes don't work very well. This inevitably results in the next question being something like, "Oh, you've not got them fixed yet?" I playfully berate myself for stupidly forgetting and being too lazy to get around to getting my eyes fixed, and promise them that I'll make sure to write it in my diary and make some phone calls about it tomorrow. They agree that this is a sensible idea. I start to muse to myself about whether it is right for me to be making statements like this. I'm not sure that they appreciate that it is a joke. I think they're genuinely under the impression that the next time that they see me, I'll have got my eyes fixed. I thought this little white lie would be easier and more palatable, rather than going into detail about why I can't see properly and that my sight will probably never come back. But I should have learnt my lesson after what happened a few years ago with my older niece, Lucy. We'll come to that soon. But right now, my musings are being interrupted by my three nieces. I haven't got three other nieces, it's nieces and nephews, but I've just done a shorthand and just written nieces, but it doesn't matter. But if there's anyone fact-checking this, you're going, "We haven't got three other nieces, what are you doing?" There was two nephews and a niece, so I'm not sure what I was thinking there. Apologies, people. It's important to get the facts right. Always. Everything I say is factually accurate, so it's important to get that right. But my musings are being interrupted by my two nephews and one niece, who have decided to take advantage of the fact that I've not yet had my eyes fixed and have begun to play a game of how many fingers am I holding up. If I get the number right, they cheer and excitedly declare that my eyes are fixed. I tried to give them a basic lesson in probability, but this is clearly not very interesting to them and not as exciting as believing that my sight has miraculously come back. They hold up some more fingers just to be sure that my sight definitely has returned and are disappointed when I get the number wrong. Fortunately, I'm gifted with being a comedy genius, and so I managed to lift the mood by getting one of them to hold their fingers up to my face and then telling them that the number of fingers is 432. They whoop and giggle gleefully at my amazing joke. I imagine that you are all doing something similar right now. I am truly a comedy genius. When my oldest niece, Lucy, was little, she would also ask the same questions about my eyesight as her as-of-yet unborn siblings. She seemed a bit down when I told her that my sight would never improve, and so, not wanting her to be upset, I told a little white lie and said that one day they would probably make some special glasses that made me see again. I don't know why I said special glasses, but I was just a bit panicked, desperate to try something that would make her feel better about my blindness. It worked. Well, sort of. She believed me, and it did cheer her up, but it also did something else. It made her determined to help me find these special glasses. She seemed to think that perhaps the glasses were already out there in existence, and that I just hadn't been proactive enough in trying to find them. She proceeded to go around the rest of the family and removed all the glasses from the glasses-wearing people in the house, trying them on me. I would then have to guess how many fingers she was holding up and go through a variety of other tests in order to establish whether she had managed to find the correct glasses to give me back my sight. Obviously, none of the small selection of glasses we tried worked, and Lucy had no choice except to forgo her optimistic endeavour. And I assumed that that was the end of it. So I didn't see that I needed to burst her bubble and tell her that I was lying and that my sight wasn't going to return because of some special glasses. She'd done all she could to help me and was now involved in a completely different activity, having been forced to abandon her mission. However, Lucy clearly hadn't forgotten our conversation. We were together a few weeks later in a shop, and I suddenly noticed that Lucy had disappeared. Before I could worry, though, she was back by my side. She put something into my hand. It was a pair of glasses. I was about to ask her where she'd got them from and what she was doing when a lady came towards me, sounding a bit cross, and asked for her glasses back. I apologised to the lady and went to hand the glasses back to her, but Lucy was indignant, upset that I wasn't even going to put these glasses on and give them a try. "We're just borrowing them," Lucy protested. "Just for a few seconds. Just to try." The woman sounded more confused than cross now. I began to explain why Lucy had stolen the glasses from her and apologised again. But now, the woman was as far from cross as you could get. She was beaming. Or at least, I imagine she was beaming. I can't be sure because it turned out these glasses also weren't the right kind of special glasses, but she certainly sounded like she was beaming. Other people in the checkout queue also made noises of delight and said things like, "Oh, that's adorable." One man offered up his glasses to Lucy, suggesting that we could try them. Was he saying this just to humour Lucy, thinking that he was doing the right thing by going along with this charade? Or was he actually under the impression that his glasses might genuinely help me? I was getting rather embarrassed by all the attention that this was gaining me. I felt I had to step in and politely decline his offer, which made Lucy get all stroppy. I decided that I'd have to explain it all to Lucy. I tried to quickly explain to Lucy, all the while feeling uncomfortable about the queue of people who were also listening to this conversation, that I had made up the whole thing about the special glasses because I didn't want her to be upset about me not being able to see properly. There were no special glasses, and so she shouldn't take other people's glasses. I mean, what else could I do? I had to come clean, lest she should continue to steal glasses from people and get us into more complications. Plus, we'd never get anywhere if she stole glasses from every glasses-wearing person that she saw. "You lied," she said, sounding deflated. I apologised and admitted that, yes, I had lied. I wanted to get out of this shop and away from the people in the queue, who were probably thinking that I was a terrible person to play with a child's emotions like this. Fortunately, the promise of ice cream seemed to do the trick, and a few minutes later, all was seemingly forgiven.